it's up to the health workers to actually figure out who you may have been in contact with, right? So then they would try to, you know, talk to you and figure out where have you been in this period called incubation period. So that's the time between when you might have been infected till when you were showing the first symptom. So they'll try to figure out during the infectious period, like, where all did you go? And based on that, they'll reach out to people who you may have been in contact with.
I'm imagining that that doesn't always go over as smoothly as it is on paper. People might
exactly.
Yeah.
And imagine if I ask you in the past 2 weeks, where all have you gone? I mean, now it's easy because, you know, I don't leave the house. So it's easy for me to remember where all I have been. But imagine if there was no lockdown. It would be really difficult to come up with that.
Is there actual software that's used in contact tracing?
So one popular way to do this is using wireless technology. So most people have a smartphone, and our smartphones already have location-based apps. So for example, your Google Maps. When you tell Google Maps you want to go somewhere, Google Maps can actually record your location, right? There could be other location-based apps like Yelp, for example, when you want to look up restaurants. So these apps are called location-based apps because they are able to reach out to, you know, connect with some Wi-Fi signal or the GPS to identify your actual location.
If all of this information about, you know, where you've been is being collected over your smartphone app, is there a lot of concern about privacy? Are people being reluctant to share that information and saying, you can't take a look at my phone and where I've been?
So there are privacy-preserving techniques that are available. It is complicated to get into it, but it is straightforward to actually figure out a way where you don't have to release the exact location history of a person. So you can sort of hide the actual location history. There's also a way to way that your location information never has to leave the phone. So this is something I did as part of my PhD dissertation. So the technology that we came up with, you would, unless you are infected, your location information pretty much stays on your phone. And so that way you can even protect your own identity as well as your location history. So there are several privacy-preserving techniques that are known and available to actually handle the situation. One other issue is people mistrust, you know, for example, there might be people who mistrust the government, or they might not be comfortable with companies such as Apple and Google. But I'm part of an initiative where that's through MIT Media Lab, where they are designing an open source app. What this means is the contents, like the source code of the app, right? All the code that's written about the app is available online. So that provides, you know, some sort of transparency and hopefully trust in the app, because experts can actually look at the code and know what exactly it's collecting and what it's sharing. But on the other hand, you know, like the solutions that are provided by Apple and Google, it's easier because you don't really have to download an app, right? It's already part of your phone. So if you have your phone, you don't really have to do anything except just carry your phone wherever you go.
When it comes to government saying we need to step up contact tracing, what is needed in terms of human capital, in terms of actual people to make phone calls, to assist in gathering data? Where are we now and what's needed?
There are, of course, many challenges. Like, we still, there are a lot of unknowns. We don't really understand COVID-19. So, you know, apart from the human aspect, I mean, there are other aspects, even apart from the technology aspect, there are a lot of things that we still don't understand. But from the technology aspect, yeah, I mean, it is important right now to start thinking about how would we help with memorability. Right. So once the lockdown ends, do we have some sort of solution that will help public health workers reach out to people who may have been in contact with an infected person? So that's what that's where I think we need to come up with a way to encourage people. Like, you know, I would download this app and I'll try to encourage everyone I know to also download the app, because no technology solution is going to work if everyone doesn't contribute in some way. And what you're ultimately trying to do is help, you know, your friends and your community to keep everyone safe. And that's why we are trying to download this app to find the people who may be infected.